Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Tell somebody, Ephatha. Tell them, be opened. Tell them, Ephatha, be open. The book of Psalms, chapter 24, the verse number 7. Father, help us. The book of Psalms, chapter 24, the verse number 7. I would like us to do three readings and then we start. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory may come in. Verse number 8, I read. Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle? The verse number 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The book of Isaiah, chapter 22, the verse number 22. Thank you, Jesus. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he will shut and none shall open. Matthew 7, 7. I bless already. Thank you, Jesus. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The verse number 8. I like this part so much. For everyone that asketh receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. All right. So the Lord spoke to us that the theme he wants us to consider is open doors. Or let me say Ephatha. But before I do so, I'll be very glad if I can have your rapt attention here, you know, humility. Now, hear this. For some time now, I've been telling people that anytime you come before the Lord, seeking for answers, one thing God depends on is the understanding a man carries. I repeat, there are two prayer partners that God has embedded in every human being. One is the mouth and one is the mind. In fact, God considers what a man thinks as the man's identity, not your name. You didn't hear me. God has no business with a man's desire unto whatever you desire God for reflecting your mindset. You didn't hear me, friends. When God considers a man worthy of answers, he wants to check your mental capacity. It is too dangerous for God to trust a man when you have nothing to back how you think. You didn't hear me, friends. The Bible does not say, I will call you by your name. It says, just as the way you think, so you are. In other words, your name is how you think. Oh, you didn't hear me, friends. You can be called Benjamin Fojo, but if the mindset you carry does not align to the thought pattern that God has set concerning his life, there's no way God can trust you in life. Oh, am I communicating, church? That's why we do a lot of Bible study. So anytime we teach God's word, we bring people into the common understanding of God himself. Am I communicating, friends? Now, God did not create because he had the power. He created because he's whatever he is. Oh, am I communicating, friends? God didn't have to think of what to do. Whatever he wanted was in him. All because whatever mindset that creation needed was given unto Christ himself. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Apostle Paul told the church in Philippi that I pray that you will have the same mindset that Christ had. So what gave Christ precision was the mindset of the mandate. So if you are telling me that God must honor you, God wants to see how precise you are in your thought patterns. You see, if you carry a disjointed knowledge patterns, you will have a broken destiny. God has never honored a man's passion. Hear me? Spirits depend on passion to find expression. But God depends on knowledge to give a man stature in the spirit. I'm telling you. You can be passionate in what God should give you. But he wants to look at how strong you are. Am I communicating? Watch me. As powerful as God is,
He did not give the world unto Abraham. It says, come out of your father's house and count the stars in the air. Because he wanted to change the way he was thinking. Am I communicating? Your future is as big as your thought patterns. You didn't hear me. Your glory is as big as your thought patterns. If you can think the world will look for you. I'm telling you. If you can see the world will look for you. And I get to speak to somebody here. After this conference, every door shall be open. Scream and say, Alpha.
Something will happen tonight. Oh, something will happen tonight. Oh, something will happen tonight. Excuse me, say, I believe it. Oh, are you blessed already? My God, catch this.
The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. Hear me. Anytime you come before the Lord, seeking for answers, the answers you are believing God for are not expected to be opened up unto the gate that governor has opened to you. Hear me well. If I come before the Lord seeking for financial breakthrough, there are gates in the spirit that have governed the financial world. And unto the gate of the financial world open to me, I cannot walk in that. Because God's integrity has compartmentalized life in dimensions. And my honor to partings in the spirit will open up gates to me. Hear me well. I want you to know that there is no issue with your prayer point. The issue is gates have not been opened up to you. Now, listen to the scripture here. We are talking about the credential of the king called Jesus Christ. The Bible says the world could not open up until the gates were open. So hear this. So if gates could confront a man that had the such credential, who are you that gates cannot fight? But there is a good news for us. Even before the gate was established, the key was given to us. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, you didn't hear me. Even before the gates were established, a key was already given to us. Scream and say, I have the key of David. Oh, am I communicating, church? About somebody's believing God for expansion in ministry, and they are asking themselves, I have done everything I ought to do. Yeah, I cannot see the answer. God says the gate will have to be open to you. You see, watch me. Whatever a man is believing God for has already been placed on the inside of the man. Oh, you didn't hear me. It is not your prayer that will change the mind of God to create something new for you. In fact, the way you pray is only an attestation of a preordained glory for you. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, am I communicating, friends here? Watch me. If you are seeking for something now, that desire only became a possibility because God says that life can function through you. You didn't hear me. Watch me. If I to ask you to lift up your hands and tell the Lord your heart desire, that heart desire only became a possibility because there is a life in that desire that functions through you. I feel like I'm sending the house. Ataya pale. Atimi tutu skete. Atimi makatuta tapalana. No wonder the devil is after your life. Because they know you have seen something in the spirit. But thank God the devil is not God. The Bible says, do not rejoice over me. Because if I fall, I shall. Oh, am I communicating, church? Please hear this. Every dimension you want to access in the kingdom has been tied to gates. Now watch me. The Lord says, if the gates are not open, there's no way you're going to enjoy access. Am I communicating, friends? Now hear this. Jesus Christ struggled for 3 solid years before he could open the church. In what sense? He asked the disciples who he was. And some says, you are Elijah. Others said, you are Jeremiah. And he says, I've walked with you for 3 solid years and you can't tell who I am. But Peter, by revelation, said, you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. What did he say? He said, the gate of hell. The gate of hell. Meaning all this while, there were gates from the pit of hell that were affecting the church. But when somebody caught the revelation, the gates were open. Money is not the problem. Gates is the problem. Somebody say, Ephata. Oh, am I communicating, church? Oh, am I communicating, church? You see, anytime you hear the word gates in the Bible, God is not talking about metallic objects. Whenever you hear the word gates in the Bible, they stand for the union of evil spirits. When you hear gate, it means spirits have come together to agree as one to stop a man's rising. Do you know why? Because every blessing that God decides to give a man has been placed in the spirit of the man. I want you to know that your flesh has no benefit in kingdom advancement until your flesh succumbs to human destiny. So any attack the enemy unleashes is highly against the spirit you carry. Because a defiled spirit is a defiled destiny. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Watch me. Why would a one-day-old baby call for the attention of King Herod? 3 wise men came to King Herod and said, we know that a new king has been born. Yes, it was true. And that new king was only 1 day old. No, what can a 1 day old baby do to you? Because in the spirit, he was a giant. You didn't hear me. It was no more about the age. It was about the capacity in the spirit. So when the king was born, the pit of hell, it was shaken. It was shaken. Scream and say, get! Be open! Oh, are you ready for invasion? Oh, are you ready for invasion? This is the generation that seeketh for power. This is the generation that seeketh for glory. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, when David stood in front of Goliath, he says, you come against me in spear and the javelin, but as for me and invasion, we have the name of the Lord. We have the name of the Lord. I will lift up my eyes onto the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. The Bible says, those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken. They endure forever. The Bible says, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Somebody say, get up, 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 up. Oh, am I communicating, church? Watch me. Every level you are in life today is as a result of the gate open or close. Oh, as simple as that. Oh, do you believe that? Oh, do you believe that? You see, there are spiritual entities that have vowed that you can never rise. You see, sometimes we are quick to blame human beings that they are the ones stopping us. It is very true. In fact, they open up themselves to be used. But the first foundation has got to do with the spirit. Am I communicating, friends? Now watch me. Hear this. Hear this. It's powerful. When a man approaches you, my man, the devil's reference point has got nothing to do with the man's physical capacity or capabilities. No. You can be as strong as Samson. If your hair is gone, you are dead. Oh, you didn't hear me. You see, the prototype of the Holy Ghost in the life of Samson was the hair on his head. It was not the hair the lady shaved off. It was destiny she locked. not because the gate of strength was given unto Samson. So the devil says, let me fight the gate that empowers access. Because once I close the gate, God himself will have to stay behind the gate. Jesus says, I am the King of Kings standing at your door knocking. So spirits actually depend on gates to find life. Say, gate be open. Ghana is not difficult. Africa is not difficult. Europe is not luxury. Gates will only have to open to you. You didn't hear me. A man prospered in the desert. Abraham lived in the desert. And the world came looking for Abraham in the desert. Because the gate of prosperity was open in the desert. Am I communicating? Daddy says you can prosper anywhere. Oh, am I communicating, friends? You see, the idea where people would want to listen to what is happening in our modern day world is gradually disdaining them of the identity God has preordained for them. Because the enemy fights when he sees that a man's authority has been brought down. So God says, learn to confront gate. Don't tell me, man of God, I have tried to give birth for years. The issue is not the womb. The issue is the gate. These are spirits. They come together and they say, let us fight the man's rising. Do you know why? Because every time God predisposes dominion, the first effect of that grace is how the territory will be subjugated for Christ Jesus. You didn't hear me? Well, you think the land is what a man sees, but to God, a land is what a man becomes. Let me break it down for you. Study your Bible, Papa. The Bible says Jerusalem would be where Christ will sit to judge the nations. Saul, who became Apostle Paul, killed Christians in Jerusalem, and the integrity of Christ did not fight. Do you know why? Hear this. But he got to Damascus and Jesus appeared and says, why do you persecute me? He says, but I'm fighting Christians. He says, but if you touch them, you are touching me. He says, the light you see will make you blind, but I'm not permitted to open your eyes because the gatekeeper over this city has not asked me to do so. He says, the gatekeeper only asked me to stop you from killing believers. So I need you to go straight. No, why would a God calm down and need human permission to open your eyes? You didn't hear me. Evelikatusa. Invasion Ghana. Invasion Ghana. 2024. God shall give you the keys. God shall give you the keys. God shall give you the keys. Somebody say, yes! Daddy, the Bible says God told a man that go and see another man. When he prays, I will consider if your eyes should be opened. The people that saw Damascus as a town, God saw Damascus as a man called Ananias the prophet. Oh, am I communicating, church? So hear this. Whatever attack the enemy unleashes is to ensure that you have a distinct spirit. So destiny cannot explode. But thank God for grace. Watch me. You see, you'll be limited in destiny, eh? If gates are not open. Nah, hear me. Many people have this perception that once I am passionate about my service to God, it is God's integrity to honor me. Watch me. A proof that a man is walking in wrong knowledge is the gates closed over your life. Do you know why? Because in a place of destiny, God is not permitted to compartmentalize life until he sees how powerful you are in kingdom knowledge. Aye. Phileas, etuai. Watch me. Watch me. You see, the way you describe human beings as people that have flesh, God laughs at them. Because God, in his infinite wisdom, didn't create a human being to oppress a mortal man. He created a man to operate as God himself.
So if you begin to describe yourself by your physical propensities, you limit God himself. You didn't hear me. You see, on earth, we call you a man because of the blood that goes through your vein. In heaven, he calls you a man for the mystery you have discovered. The revelations you carry on your inside makes you a man. God did not call Adam a man because he was a man. He called him Adam because he had God. Okay, let me break it down for you. The Bible says this: a man ought to pray and not to faint. In other words, if I'm to babble in the place of prayer, assuming I have prayed, God says the heavens are still looking for a name for that species. Because if God should call you a man, you must pray. He didn't say the person that had blood, he said the one that prays. So just imagine you claim you've prayed, and God says in God's kingdom, there are no mysteries embedded in you. God doesn't know as a human being. You see, the reason why your battles are physical is because you are fighting from a realm that has no life. Anything a man came to meet should not make a man proud. You didn't hear me. Anything a man came to meet should not make a man proud. Oh, am I communicating in church? A car cannot make me proud. Oh, am I communicating in church? Philip the evangelist said, God, there is an urgency in the spirit. If I'm to go by the car, time will limit me. And God says, you can go by the speed of the spirit. Lift your hands above your head. Scream and say, the supernatural. Oh, am I communicating, church? Nah, watch me. You see, I believe in the power of process, Papa. But I believe that process works best with patterns in the spirit. Nah. You see, process without pattern is called distraction and delay. Watch me. Many people are trying to comfort themselves that if God has not done for me, he's waiting for something to happen. It is true. But that process in the spirit can only be validated if he sees you have parties in the spirit. You didn't hear me? There's something about your life that God should compartmentalize into covenant in the spirit, where he can depend on that to call you a man. You were a musical artist. Your voice can't announce it to the nations. Because on earth, people describe your voice based on the melody they hear. In the spirit, God describes your voice as the character you possess. How did Mary Magdalene preach a great revival message without a microphone? Because her womb became the message. Her womb became the pulpit. How does a lady preach to the generation that you can live a chaste life and still be popular? You didn't hear me? There is a difference between popularity and relevance. We don't have time. Watch me. God is telling Ghana tonight that in order for your cry to come to an end, spirits will have to open up and say, have access. Because these are custodians of realities in the spirit. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Don't tell me that I came to meet life and I will live the same way life met me. That's the language of a charlatan. Nah. Real people have the ability of discovering the voice that cries on the inside. I was interviewed some time ago and I told them, it is painful when somebody has an untold story on their inside. Somebody said, Gate. Watch me. Let me show you how gates operate. Are you blessed already? When the enemy sees that somebody is rising into prominence, the first thing they do is that they will command gates to fight you. And they do that by making sure they break your inner man by using propaganda. Let me break it down for you. You see, gates cannot function until a man's spirit is weak on the inside. And the enemy weakens a man on the inside by the things you hear about yourself. You didn't hear me? Sometimes, you can hear something about yourself and you ask yourself,
am I the same person they're talking about or somebody else? Now, the idea of that situation is to break you on the inside. Because if you stand with Goliath on the battleground, Goliath will not curse until he weighs your spirit. Oh, am I communicating, friends? So if you are here and you claim you are emotional and you cannot stand the things and the things people say, I bet you, you will live by the things men say. You see, it is human beings' life to speak against what a man does. It is common for man. If you are seeking for human validation, you will die in the pit of hell. I'm telling you. Because men were created to fight anything good they see. Oh, you didn't hear me, church? No, at this point of your life, somebody is speaking against what you carry when they don't even have 1% of that. No, have you wondered that those who are on top don't fight those on top? They help those on top to go higher. It is only those who are always beneath that are fighting people. So why should you allow somebody that is already down to fight your life? You didn't hear me. Now they looked at Jesus and they said, "You are Beelzebub." He says, "You call me Beelzebub?" The Bible says these were Pharisees. These were preachers of the law. So just as the way Papa is preaching, just imagine Holy Ghost enters and Papa cannot discover who the Holy Ghost is and rather calls the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine? They called Jesus a demon just because they were not discerning enough. Watch me. There are three levels of the oil. The first unction God gives a man has got to do with the gift of salvation a man embraces. So, the very moment you open up to Christ, he gives you eternal life. Number two, when a man discovers his gift, the Lord gives the man unction. But I want you to know the highest of them all is the spirit of discernment. Because if a man cannot discern, destiny cannot call you wise. The sons of Issachar were called wise because they could understand times and seasons. So these were preachers. These were orators. They had the ability to speak, but they could not discern, and they called the Messiah an enemy. Just imagine that Jesus will say, "I'm disappointed because somebody called me a demon." What would have happened to you? Look at me. There are two sides of integrity. There is the physical integrity where men believe in who you are based on how you live your life. Hear me. It's very important for people to attest of who you are in public because life depends on character to function. Now hear this. There is the other side of integrity where God will allow people to say things and God will not give you instant results. He wants to see what will become of you even in that process to see who you are. It is not everything that will be said about you that God will defend. He will sometimes keep quiet. Do you know why? Because what a man does in spirit validates a man's life himself. You didn't hear me? Hey, getting to observe men by their actions can actually disdain your mentality. Do you know why? Because some evil men appear good. Hey, don't be deceived. It is not every evil that will come as evil. Some evil come as good. Am I communicating? For 17 years, the life of King David was placed in the forest. They made him believe that because your mother is an outcast, you cannot be believed as a redeemer. And God says, it is what they say that will matter here. Let my voice matter to you. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. So if faith can come by hearing, faith can go by hearing. Faith came because of what it had. So if it came, it can also go. Now, you see, be powerful enough to, you know, try to filter what you hear about life. Because life has never spoken the truth. Daddy, sometimes, if you want to believe people based on people's testimony, you'll be wrong. Do you know why? Even everything they will say may sound truthful, let God be true to you. You see, just because what somebody says appears true doesn't make it spiritual. We don't
validate how truthful things are based on the prowess. We believe it's validation based on spirituality.
So if a man is rising, they see passion unbridled and they say, let us fight this man's life. Watch me. Some of you are scared to dare things because you are scared of what men will say. Can I say this to you? The best insult you can give a man is to reply their insult with resource. Atikute. They can call you any name. Don't talk back. The only way to call them names is to show them results. Is to show them results. And after this conference, I speak over the life of over 1,000 people here. Your life is changing forever. Your life is changing forever. Somebody say yes. Am I complicating the church? Now just imagine somebody looking at you and calling you names, and you really want to justify yourself and say, please don't call me that. And God says, keep quiet. Let them say what they want to say. Or am I communicating, friends? No. Can I say this here? Watch me. You see? Sometimes, we want human applause so we can validate what God gave us. That's an insult to God's integrity. Why wait for someone to recommend what God gave through divinity? How dare you? Papa, when God gave me the vision invasion, Papa, it was over 10 years ago. I wanted to stop because I felt that I needed the validation of the youngsters. My sisters are here, they'll tell you. I will organize a program. Bishop will tell you. I don't have youngsters in my church. I'm very young. Very, very young. Forget this fine face. Forget. Very. God is good. Very. I'll do a program and I'll be like, this is Youth Revival Conference. And I'll say 3 p.m. At 3 p.m., I will see mothers and fathers there. I said, Ebe, it is youth program, not adult program. So one day I'm like, I think let me stop this thing and live a free life. And God told me. He says, the reason why I'm not giving you youth is because the youth will only make you feel you are enthusiastic. But in the place of character, you're going to deplete. He says, the pulpit you need to announce your voice, they need validation of character. He says, let the youth keep quiet and let the fathers lead you. And today, in 10 years, when I see how lives have changed, I ask, how did God do this? Hey, your future is in the past of eternity. You didn't hear me. Your future is in the past of a divinity. What you are about to see has been seen by God himself. Oh, am I communicating with somebody? So allow men say what they want to say, but God has the final say. Lift your voice and say hallelujah. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, are you blessed already? Abba, if at this point of your life you have a friend who wants to listen to people about you, never call that person a friend. Because we choose friendship by revelation. You didn't hear me. Oh, am I communicating? Jordan may be smelling, yet it has the healing pills you need. Oh, am I communicating, friends? You see, if at this point of your life, somebody changed because of what they heard, they were never part of you. Do you know why? It is not what we hear that changes us. It is what we become that changes us. We sing, ah, 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 ah. We sing, ah. Oh, God. with her.
We say, ah, we say, ah.
Yes. Gates cannot function until they are worse. Now, let me speak to Ghana. Let me speak to the world. I believe we are speaking on several global platforms where the Lord has given us voice to say things here. Watch me. Social media has now become what people depend on to trust men. If you still believe in that message, go back to your mother's womb. You're still a child. I'm telling you. Because, you see, social media will tell you what you want to hear. They won't tell you what you need to know. That is why pleasure has not become what people depend on to find life. Number two, let me pray here. Are you blessed already? Now, if the enemy sees that they cannot use the words which I call propaganda to fight you, they will allow you walk in God's imperfect will. We'll soon pray. Watch me. Prayer is not powerful because of what we say. Prayer is powerful because of what we follow. Whatever we say in the place of prayer is only a revelation of the life we are operating by. I may sound spiritual, but if the will encapsulated in my life is out of God's order, I cannot operate as God's person. So what gives me the credence to stand in God's power, to speak unto God's people, is the ability to assess God's will. When there's no will, there's no life. Watch me. I hear people say, God knows my heart. So even if I don't pray for long, he will hear me. It is very true. He will allow your emotions to hear you and destiny will not hear you. You need me. Some time ago, I saw how something was trending on social media that even if my words, Pastor Kofi, even if my words are short and I can't speak, oh sorry, they are few and I can't speak, my tears can do the speaking. Watch me. God has never validated a man's emotion. Because emotions lead to commotion. Emotions lead to destruction. What you feel has no power in the spirit. Because spirit don't move by feelings. Am I communicating the church? You see, when I stand in the Lord's presence, it is the spirit in me that speaketh to God. My mouth only juxtaposes with the groanings of the inner man. But what gives life is the will I follow. So once I thwart the original pattern of God, destiny beckons for mercy. Aye. It is on earth that people think prayer is worse. In the spirit, prayer is a journey. We gravitate into heights when we assess God's life and God's will. You see, there are tripartite functionality of God's will. There is the perfect will, the imperfect will, and the permissive will. The perfect will is God's original plan. Then he said, right, for I know the plans I have towards you. There is always something God has created for you that he only needs your consecration to make it manifest. Number two, God can tell you that, you see, if you do this, it will not work for you. I wonder how some people will be able to disobey God's voice to his face and expect his hand to cover. Anywhere his hand did not send, the land cannot open up to you. Nah. Watch me. God will not give you through impartation what must come through knowledge. You are where you are not because time spoke. You are here because a will spoke. Now, time
is not the sequential arrangement of events. Monday does not exist in heaven. Tomorrow is not Monday. Tomorrow is destiny.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sea, oh God, your name is to be high.
When God says,
your mind until you allow yourself to be deceived. It's not harsh, right? Daddy, let me say this to the church.
When you pray in words, your capacity becomes less. When you pray in words, your capacity becomes very, very less. But if you pray in destiny, if you pray in destiny, you just don't command the heaven's attention. You become everything God represents in the spirit. I wish I had time. Hey, Vekus. Watch me. I'm not expected to open up my mouth and tell God what I want God to do for me until I've been aligned to a spirit. Because everything I say is a function of the spirit I'm yielding to. If I seek for breakthrough, because breakthrough has been ordained in God by me. So, understand one thing, that until I declare what the spirit says, what I declare has no altar to back it. Nah. What gives a man authority is the altar consecrated. Elijah prayed and said, if I be a man of God, let fire appear. Fire did not appear because he prayed. That prayer was called, he obeyed God's will. Now, don't tell me that you can take territories when there's no will that governs your life. Watch me. The Bible says faith was what God gave the fathers in order to receive whatever they wanted. But if you study the testimony of the fathers, it was never about the things they received when they believed in God. It was what they became in the spirit when they believed in God. Because the greatest testimony a man can ever have has got nothing to do with the physical reception of things. You see, if you receive things, life will deplete. If you become, life will increase. Well, let me break it down for you. The Bible says faith only became possible because Abraham obeyed God's voice. In other words, anytime you obey everything God says, you discover a pattern in the spirit. People didn't know that the method in getting to believe in God as the King of Kings was to understand that faith is a possibility. So the life of a man called Abraham discovered the pattern that gave him a house in heaven. I told you before that why would God decide to name a building after a mortal man when the person was once an idol worshiper? Do you know what happens to a spirit when you yield yourself to a deity that is evil? And God did not think twice of getting to name a part in heaven after Abraham, called Abraham's bosom, just because faith was unraveled. There are two kinds of babies in the world. There is the physical baby you give birth to and the physical pattern you discover. Now, see, daddy stood and declared and said, let there be miracles. The miracles will only manifest because Papa is standing from a realm where what he's saying is connected to God's will. Allow no spirit to change your conception concerning God's voice. You see, people pray for long and they obey very little. It cannot work. man you see is a helped man.
Am I communicating, friends? Number three. And I pray for you. I bless church.
If the enemy cannot use propaganda, if the enemy cannot use God's imperfect will, the devil would use wrong destiny to close your gates. Now watch this.
For a very long time, we've been taught to believe that destiny is what a man becomes in the future. It is true. But in a way, it can be corrected. Because the life you live is the life of God. And the life of God cannot be timed on earth. He has a timeless life. So if you have been given the ability to walk in what God can do, you can't time that life. Just because you are given the grace to discover giftings doesn't mean that it's destiny. Because destiny in its own has got to do with the life of Christ. God beckons on you. That is why a man cannot finish on earth. Whatever you do, like a relay in the spirit, somebody has to come and take away from you. Do you know why? Because destiny is not life. Destiny is divinity. It is life eternal. The usage of the gift you have and the discovery only helps in advancing whatever God is. But to God himself, he divines destiny as what a man becomes in the spirit. The Bible says, for there is a blood that speaketh more better things than the blood of Abel. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. So meaning, before the blood spoke more better things, the blood of Abel was speaking. Now, the Bible did not say the blood spoke. The Bible says the blood is still speaking. Okay, help me. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the verse number 4. I blessed already. I wish I had time today. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift. And through it, he being dead, still speaks. The Bible did not say he spoke. Even though he's dead, he still speaks. That should tell you that anytime the Lord beckons destiny on a man's head, it has got nothing to do with the limitation of time. What you do on earth has got to do with the giftings God placed on a man's inside. And he shows you the things to do so he can depend on your life. Do you know why? Because the best way to paint destiny is to give the life of Christ to a man. Because the very moment you propose a man's strength as destiny, you put limitations to a man's belief because of the character imbalance. Just imagine you doing what your flesh tells you to follow when God says go the other side. The book of Acts chapter 18 verse 24. The Bible says, when Moses was now 40 years, the Bible says that God had to impress upon his heart, right, that you are called as the king and the deliverer unto Israel, and not unto the king of Egypt. So just imagine that somebody now succeeded as an orator because he was studied in school. And God says, the life of the Israelites actually perishes because you are not willing to be used by God. Watch me. It is painful if a man succeed in something God did not create for him. How do I open doors in the spirit? 3 points. Are you blessed already? If you must open gates in the spirit, number one, any man who is not willing to walk in honor cannot open doors. Honor. The prayer of longevity is honor. We don't pray to live long, we honor to live long. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Now, if you must live long, it says honor people, honor your fathers. So just imagine that you claim that God has given you longevity and there's no ability to live the life of honor. It will be hard for you to see God himself. Now, watch me. Every level you are willing to attain, somebody has left that realm. Hear me. This iPad is new to me because I'm using it. But it is not new to the creator that made this. Do you know why? Because the producer is not meant to put this to the market, on the market, until he tries and tests this. Whatever you are about to operate or discover has already been discovered by the person that made this. So Solomon says it is new to you because you're new on earth, but the person that made the heavens is not new to him. So there's nothing new under the sun. So trying to debate if honor can work is your own detriment. I'm telling you, friends. God gives you men so he shortens your place of delay and pain. You see, the best way to describe a man's future is to look at the people he has around himself. No, I can tell you how far you go if you are able to tell people who they are by the Spirit. Before the Lord could open up the gates of Damascus unto Saul, who became Paul, he says, go and honor the life of Ananias the prophet, the apostle, the priest. Because there are certain people God has given unto them what you need in life. It's not pride, it's a mystery in the Spirit. One time I heard Bishop Edopo say that if somebody steals something from you and I pray, I'm Robert will bring it back. Some people were laughing and saying in the comment section that he's lying. You see, let me say something. Never fight what works for men. Because you will end up being the example yourself. Don't allow the devil use your doubts as rehearsal for you. You may never recover. Ah. Are you blessed already? Jesus Christ could not have the gate open unto him until he went to John the Baptist. Everybody called John a common evangelist that looked wretched in the eyes of men. Yet in the spirit, he had the key to open up the life of Christ. How did God come to a human being and say, open my heavens? Because the gatekeeper was called John the Baptist. I'm telling you, when you meet people that come in your destiny, you must humble yourself. Because if they say it shall be well with your soul, it shall be well with you.
We say,
can I say this here? And I'll give you the second thing to do that will help you open gates, and I'm done. So we can pray. Our time is almost up. Are you blessed already? Clap your hands together for Jesus, church. Clap like a believer, somebody. Clap like a miracle just arrived. Clap knowing your testimony has come. Clap knowing that tomorrow God will change your life. Clap like you want the end of revivalist. Somebody say yes! Oh, Moshaya. Mama, God gave me this revelation. And I've still been wondering how God will help me decode this mystery. Apostle Alex. Jacob worked for 7 years for Rachel. And his father-in-law gave him Leah. He got very angry. Worked another 7 years. Bishop. And they now give him Rachel. The Leah that he did not like was fruitful. The Rachel he loved was barren. Jacob did not know that God had created him as a kingdom called Israel. He only saw himself as the deceiver. Because at that time, there was no encounter. So God says, I'm going to give unto you a woman called Leah. Now,
whatever seed she will give you as children in the spirit will open you up to possibilities. Because the kingdom I've made it to become in the spirit. You need a king. You need a priest. When there's no king and no priest, you cannot function as a kingdom. Are you aware? Are you aware that in the realm of the spirit, Levi or Levi came from the womb of Leah, the woman that Jacob did not love? Can you imagine? And God says, if I must appear in your midst as God's people, I need to see a priest called Levi. Can you imagine? So this is somebody you don't like. Yet, whatever you need to function in destiny depends on the person. You don't choose people. Destiny chooses people for you. No, no, no. You don't choose people. Destiny must choose them for you. Some of the people that carry keys may not like you. Yet they have the power to open doors for you. Anywhere your helpers are located, as you lift your hands above your head, they shall find you here. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Rachel gave birth to Joseph, and Joseph was able to establish a governance in Egypt per time, because God only wanted to honor the man's sacrifice through pain. But in terms of generational honor and blessings, God says, consider Levi. Who do you have as a man? Number two, you cannot open doors if you can't stay in the place of prayer. Somebody say prayer. Watch me. If you talk to men, men will laugh at you. Talk to Jesus. He is that man that he can show you the depth of his love and not be scared for once. In fact, God has never thought twice about his vulnerability to man. Oh, yes. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Minister of God, learn to pray. You spent too much time on social media. Learn to pray. I know you want to create reels on social media so people can see your message. But God has a spiritual speaker that can amplify your voice. How do herbalists announce their presence without a billboard? Learn to pray. There's a herbalist in the forest who does not do billboard, yet some presidents are going to them. How did they find them? There is an echo in the spirit that you can open up and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, when things are tough, learn to pray. Open up your spirit. Let the spirit be opened up. When words fail you, speak in the spirit. Ikandura katazuse, eshetare kata, ayana nakuse, eya ashata, yatakuse, efeneto apapai. Prayer has no poster. Prayer has no dimension. Prayer has no dimension. When you begin to pray in the spirit, we don't care where you are. What matters is who you are standing in front. Oh, am I communicating, church? You want to expand your church? Don't look for fathers first. Look for an altar in the spirit. The altar will find your father for you. You do hear me? Where are the believers in the house? Learn to pray. Learn to pray. Learn to pray. Learn to pray. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. Oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, lift your voice, we sing. I'll pray. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. I don't have time. Watch this. You can't tell me you have prayed if at the end of your sojourn,
things that were hidden in the spirit are not being opened up to you.
If you want to tell a man as he prayed,
recheck the things you have discovered.
What do you know? What do you know?
You are a footballer in the house. Your talents cannot take you anywhere until a spirit announces you to the world. I'm telling you.
It was my Moro that said that the richest place in the world has got nothing to do with the mines from South Africa. He says the richest place in the world is in the cemetery. Thank God you are not in the mortuary. Thank God you are in the sanctuary. Did you hear that? You are not in the mortuary. You are in the sanctuary. And you only have one weapon, is to lift up your voice to God in prayer. And he will not fail you. The Bible says, plead my cause, O Lord, with those that wrestle with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Watch this. The Bible says it was God that closed the womb of Hannah, not a demonic altar. You see, if God wants to call for a man's attention, he gives you the need of prayer. No. If at this point of your life, you are praying because of things, you are limited in life. Because men that have gained stature in the spirit don't pray for things. They pray to have him. When they have him, all things are his. My third point, I pray somebody. So God will give you the grace of honor. Number two, he gives you the grace of prayer. Number three, and I'm done here. I bless already. You came for an invasion in the Amorite. Number three, there's no way you can ever walk in open doors if you don't understand the pattern of peculiarity. You're a different breed. You are chosen breed. You are chosen breed. You cannot be like everybody. And everybody cannot be like you. You are you and they are them. Tell somebody, I am peculiar. No. Jesus looked at John the Baptist and says, among all the prophets that ever lived on earth, John the Baptist is the greatest. My question is, what miracle did John perform? Even at the end of his journey, he even asked himself if the same Jesus he baptized was the same Jesus that the Bible prophesied about. God was aware that a time is coming, John the Baptist would ask if he was the Messiah indeed. Yet God called him the greatest. But my question is, what made him great? Say peculiarity. You cannot be like everybody. Now, you see, when God wants to give a man the key, he wants to see how distinguished you are. Minister Becky Bonnie was singing, and then he was asking me that, where is the lady coming from? I said, daddy, she lives here in Ghana. And she says, when the lady began to sing, I saw portals opening. But at that time, people were not clapping their hands. Because the ministration is not unto men, but unto the king that called you. I'm telling you. Kill a palufa, sire. Now, you see, this is your problem. You want human beings to see what you are doing? No. 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 How does God tell Mary you are favored? And the next thing that happens after favor is disgrace. I hear people say when God gives a prophetic word, the prophetic word must make you happy. But in the case of Mary, after the angel prophesied that favor is coming to you, the husband-to-be was willing to leave her behind. Am I communicating, church? Sometimes in life, you cannot be elevated if you are not separated. Tell somebody, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Hear this. Anytime the Lord calls us into such a powerful assembly, it is unto one thing, and that is kingdom expansion. Anytime the Lord calls us into his presence, he wants to give us more of himself. In fact, the greatest gift a spirit can give you is to give you himself. Spirits don't validate their presence by giving you physical assets. They do so by granting unto you a presence. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if you are to gain all the benefits of the world and at the end you lose your soul? Watch me. You are not saved just because you confess that Jesus is Lord. You are first saved when you recognize the King of Kings as Lord over your life. Then openly accept that without him you are nothing. Now watch me. God has called us into himself to ensure that we enjoy the benefit of the cross. Now hear me. There are many people scattered among the crowd that are yearning for intimacy, wanting to come back to the love of the Father. And this is the purpose of this conference. To ensure that we are going to have a bountiful harvest unto his name. You are here. You are like, man of God, I want to love God the more. I've heard of this Jesus. I was extending an invitation. But there's something on my inside that I think is best when I encounter Jesus myself. Watch me. I don't need you to look at anybody, because tonight can be your last night on earth. Anybody you see around the world commanding experts around the globe was once at this position where they were turned in between their emotions and destiny decisions. Today, the choice is yours. Anywhere you are, God is calling you home. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, you are not going to perish, but you are going to have an everlasting life. This is an invitation God is calling you. You are here. You want to be born again. Come forward. I want to pray with you. I want to lead you to life. Come. Come to me. This is the life God has called us into. Come. Even if you're a Christian, yet you yearn to see more. Come. 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 Jesus is calling you home. Enough of the pain, enough of the struggle. Come unto him. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are heavily burdened, and I the Lord shall grant you rest. Come. 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 It is not too late. Come. Anywhere you came from, you are here because Jesus called you. Come. Come. My brother, come to Jesus. My sister, come to Jesus. There is a better life for you. Come to Jesus. Oh, how beautiful to be when we gather. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The King is coming. Come to him. Come. 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 It is not too late. Come. 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 This is the heartbeat of the Father, that men will come to the recognition that he is God of all. Come. Come. Anywhere you are, anywho you are, anywhere, just come. Come. God has no respect for your background. He only has respect for the heart you have. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still waiting for you. My God. Such a joy in the heart of the Father to see a soul come into the saving knowledge of Jesus. This is the heartbeat of the Father. Now, those of you at the front, please hear this. Hear this. Hear this. I want you to know that you have made the best decision of your life. Hear this. You have made the greatest decision you will ever make in life on this very day. And I want you to know that this journey is a journey of no return. As you have given yourself to Jesus, you are now about to experience the best in life. Yes. It doesn't matter about the things you've done in the past, there is a blood that speaks more better things than the blood of Abel. He has called you into the saving knowledge of grace, and he says, come up unto me and receive life. Place your right hand on your chest and close your eyes. And in 2 seconds, speak to God in your heart. The Father, I am making this bold decision today and giving myself to you. I'm making this bold decision today by giving up for you. Begin to pray. Lift your voice. Ritelemoskaya. Vinimikapmanonos. Now, as you place your right hand on your chest, lift up the other hand. Now, say these words after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I come before you. I come as a sinner, but today I give up my life for you and accept your life into me. Say, today I repent of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Wash away my sins. Cleanse me. Hold me. Mold me. Make me. Break me. And make me yours. Today, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Today, you are my Lord. Today, you are my God. Today, you are my Savior. Change my name and make me yours. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54, or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.